Tribes, Chapter 6. We're performing our line dancing in the shopping mall on Saturday, Dad told them proudly as they sat down to breakfast next morning. Kevin choked on his cornflakes. What? Do you mean in front of people? Of course, his mother said, entertaining them with a little step as she made the coffee. It's for charity. Even Glory was mortified. Oh, Mum, what if any of my friends see you? Just tell them to put their donation in the bucket like everyone else. His dad laughed. There was a time when such a thought would have embarrassed him too. Then line dancing had come into their lives, like a disease. Kevin was sure his parents hadn't always been this crazy. Glory was almost crying. My friends are more likely to vomit in the bucket than anything else. Kevin went to school depressed. His mum and dad intended to make complete fools of themselves in the town centre on Saturday, and he was due to meet the tribe tonight after his paper round. Tonight he would undergo the secret initiation test. He didn't believe for a minute it would be as terrifying as everyone thought. It was more likely to be just plain embarrassing. He was going to make as big a fool of himself as his mum and dad would on Saturday. At the bus stop he met Tommy and told him all about the line dancing. Just come to the pictures tonight with me. That'll cheer you up, Tommy said when he'd finished laughing. Kevin almost said yes. Then he remembered he had other plans. He told Tommy all about them too. Why did you ever say you would join? Tommy asked. Like Kevin, he thought the gangs were stupid. Kevin wished he knew the answer. His original reason to find out what this test was seemed crazy now. Are you scared? Tommy asked. No, Kevin said, and it was true. The very idea of an initiation test was laughable. He had heard of so many. I mean, what are they going to make me do? Slip a grass snake down the front of my trousers? The thought made him squirm, but he could handle it. Tommy's suggestion was worse. Maybe they'll make you eat worms. Imagine them wriggling about in your mouth. Both boys did and almost spewed up in the street. Perhaps if I tell them I'm a vegetarian, they'll let me eat something else instead. Just then, they noticed a dog doing its business on the pavement in front of them. Kevin looked at Tommy. They both turned green. Kevin shook his head. No, I think I'd probably prefer the worms. Just what is it that makes the tribe's initiation test so secret? Tommy wondered. Why won't anyone tell? I'll tell, Kevin said with decision. I promise. By this time tomorrow, everyone is going to know the tribe's secret and they won't be so special anymore. And if they're not, none of the other gangs will be either. Tommy patted his pal on the back. Good on you, Kevin. I think it's a great idea. The tribe were waiting for him at the old harbour. Well, three of them anyway. Torrey balancing on one of the old capstans, Doc standing with his arms folded, face grim by the harbour wall, and Salam standing silhouetted against the golden river set on fire by the evening sun. Where are the rest of the tribe? Kevin asked, looking around for them. Call us the initiation test committee, Salam laughed. Ready, sport? He asked him. Ready for anything? Torrey laughed. What do you mean, anything? Kevin felt his stomach sink. Now it was so close he was apprehensive. What exactly is this initiation test? You'll see, said Salam. I still don't trust him. This was Doc, hostile as ever. Torrey advanced and pulled on Kevin's arm. Come on, let's go. Let's go where? Kevin asked. But they wouldn't tell him. In fact, all the way they wouldn't talk to him at all. And that was what really began to scare Kevin. They took the bus along the road that bordered the river to the far end of town. From there, they walked past the cinema and to the top of the hill, heading towards the old disused whiskey warehouse that stood dominating the skyline of the town. It was an ugly old building, red brick, with every window smashed and half the inside missing. At night, whenever Kevin would pass those broken windows, they reminded him of sunken skeleton eyes. Now, as they approached it in the twilight, it looked even scarier. He often imagined how terrifying it would be to be trapped in there in the dark. Now with a shudder, he had a feeling that was going to be his fate. Is that where we're going? He asked. Salam grinned. That's where we're going. Kevin felt his pulse quickening and his heart began to beat faster. He had a notion to run then, but at that moment, Salam slipped an arm around his shoulder, friendly yet very firm, leading him inside the gaping mouth of that red brick monster. Come, my friend, he said. There's no turning back now. It was really dark inside the building, but Kevin wasn't given a chance for his eyes to become accustomed to the blackness. Dot pulled a scarf from his jacket pocket. "What are you going to do with that?" Kevin asked him. "Blindfold you," Doc said stonily. "What? Are you not going to let me see what I'm doing?" Maybe they were going to make him eat something awful. Then guess what it was? Doc tied the blindfold roughly round his eyes. This boy didn't like Kevin, that was for sure. "If you're going to tie me up here all night," Kevin said, trying to sound as if the thought didn't bother him at all, "someone will have to tell my parents. I'm staying over with them." Again, it was Doc who answered sarcastically. "You think it's going to be that simple? Stay the night in the old dark warehouse?" "That's kid stuff," Torrey said. "You'll soon know what it is, Kev," Salome said, at the same time guiding him gently. "Be careful, we're going up the stairs." Going up? That phrase scared him too. Kevin was scared of heights, always had been. He could visualise the stairs in this old building. Broken, crumbling, dangerous. And he was going up them, blindfolded. This had to be the daftest thing he'd ever done. Step by faltering step he climbed, held gently but firmly by Salome, who encouraged him in his soft voice. "One more step here, Kev. Now we're turning. Almost there." Sometimes a hand would push him roughly forward. He knew who that belonged to. Doc, pushing him so hard he almost tripped. And he could hear Torrey skipping up the stairs behind him, laughing, looking forward to what was ahead. What was ahead? How high were they going? It seemed to Kevin that they had been climbing forever. He was breathing hard, but it wasn't from the climb. He knew that. It was nerves. He had never been inside this building, and he could only imagine how it looked. Did these stairs lead anywhere? Did they plan to abandon him here, blindfolded? Or did they intend to lead him to a broken wall, then push him over? He could imagine Doc doing that with glee. He could even imagine Torrey whooping with laughter as he did. But with Salome at his elbow, he felt reassured. Salome wouldn't do that to him. But where was he going? He could hear faint traffic noises far below. Far below. How far? He tried to remember how many stories this warehouse had. 7? 8? He'd never counted. In all the times he'd passed here and looked up. Now he wished he had. They came to a final step and, as Salome turned him onto a landing, Kevin felt a gust of cold night air from a broken window. "We're here," Salome said, turning Kevin towards him. "Doc, take off the blindfold." As roughly as he had put it on, Doc whipped it off. Kevin blinked. It took a few seconds for his eyes to grow accustomed to the darkness, and it was dark now. No moon, no stars, a cloudy sky overhead. He looked around him. They were high in the building, not quite on the top floor, but near enough. Dust and broken glass lay everywhere. Behind him, the crumbling stairs he had just climbed. In front of him, Kevin gasped and stepped back. In front of him was nothing. He was standing at the edge of a gaping chasm, a hole that stretched to nothingness below. At the other side of that chasm, it looked a million miles away, was a minute stretch of floor and a smashed window. And all that connected the floor Kevin was standing on to that other side was a narrow wooden beam. Kevin looked at Torrey. He was smiling, his hands on his hips. He looked at Doc. There was something malevolent in his eyes. And then he looked at Salome. He stepped onto the beam like an acrobat. Kevin gasped. Salome grinned. "You get to the other side and you are a fully paid up member of the tribe." They couldn't be serious. They expected him to cross over there. Below him, a sheer drop. No way. Salome stepped back and gestured to the beam like a magician. "Welcome," he said, "to the walk of death."